This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
If I were them, I'd be as angry as they are.
When you talk about instrumentality, are you suggesting that weapons that can kill or injure many people in a short period of time should be more restricted than they are now?
Well, you can certainly look at that, but of course, Nancy, some of the more heinous mass killings we've had involve semi-automatic pistols. And I have had people, when I was a prosecutor, kill with all manner of instrumentality, from shovels to bricks to rope to hands. You're equally dead.
But you can't
kill 500
people. Wait a minute, Congressman. In Las Vegas, the shooter was able to injure 500 people in minutes. You can't do that with a shovel or a brick.
No, you cannot. And that's why I say you should look at the instrumentality and magazine capacity and the speed with which the projectiles, including bump stocks. But you also have to look at the shooter. And Nancy, in almost half the instances of mass shootings, there was notice provided to someone that the person was going to do what he ultimately did. In school shootings, almost 80% of the time there was notice provided. So you have to look at all of it. If you only look at the instrumentality and you don't look at the person who's pulling the trigger, then I think you're doing a disservice to everyone who wants to see an end to killings, including mass killings.
So
what Trey Gowdy is saying here, Scott, in doing a disservice, is that you really stop the debate. Because this is what's going on in our country today. When people want to talk just about the instrumentality, says, the guns, and not the shooter, and say, okay, I mean, there is a heartening effort by these young kids at Parkland who are going to set a day aside to march about this issue. And unfortunately, one of the statements that they've made, and, of course, this is early on, so hopefully they gain some wisdom here and can hear what Trey Gowdy is trying to communicate. And that is a holistic perspective. But what they said is that if any politician, they said basically, we're going to give all politicians a clean slate here. But any politician, now here's where it comes in. Any politician that takes money from the NRA, then they're out of the club. Well, wait a minute. First of all, what happens now, see, it's difficult to have a conversation to go any further with this, because if you know better about the NRA, what their consequence is, how much they invest into politicians, and then you compare what they do in terms of supporting candidates versus, let's say, Planned Parenthood and how much money they contribute to politicians. And last time I checked, I mean, you talk about mass murder, we're talking 60 million babies have been murdered, okay, plus and counting. So, you know, and if you're not going to have the true broad perspective of the conversation, then things shut down. You can't talk about are you a respecter of life, you know?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then, you know, they talk about gun control and everything like that, and then they talk about the AR-15 as if it's the same thing as what they use in the military,
mm-hmm.
And it's
right.
Nowhere near that.
Exactly.
If you've ever shot an automatic rifle, you know that the AR-15 is not an automatic rifle.
I loved my M16, by the way, but that's a whole other story. But, you know, hey, what you're trying to do in terms of defense and offense in a military situation. But here, again, if you're going to just extract and talk about one thing and come with a subscribed agenda, see, I think there's something that we've got to go back that's much more foundational and fundamental to this, and that is that are we going to respect life in a society that has proven time and again that it doesn't respect life? Doesn't respect life when we murder babies. It doesn't respect life when we talk about other people in a very degrading manner, when our music reflects that, the movies, the culture. Is it time? Really, do these young people and does this culture of ours have the courage to really take this head on? We could only pray that it does. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, and if we're going to do that, get America back on track, it starts with our own worldview and the perspective that we hold. Are we going to pursue the truth? And this is what I've maintained for a number of years. We've been deluded in the era of fake news. The fact that anybody can put out, a tweet these days. And is there veracity behind it? What is influencing our perspective? Can we all be united in a pursuit of truth to really congeal our efforts and our energies in a direction that's constructive? I guess that's the question. Megan Barth joins us right now, the proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, live from Las Vegas, I might say. Miss Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Obviously, the TV news shows, Sunday TV shows, abound with this whole gun situation. And again, you get people that immediately run to argue against the NRA, Second Amendment rights, all these things. And I am saying, and I think that what Trey Gowdy had to say over the weekend is quite sobering, and that is that if we're going to have this conversation, then we need to have it from a holistic position. I am saddened, inexplicably about what happened, the horror that happened, the impact of what happened at Parkland. And this is a repeated incident here across our country already, the amount of shootings that have occurred on campuses. And for some reason, we cannot seem to get it right.
Well, and I think that we're not getting it right simply because there are our investigative agencies' eyeballs are not on the ball. I mean, let's look at this kid's history. 39 calls to law enforcement to his house. Mm-hmm. I compare this shooting relatively to kind of the Me Too movement in the fact that everybody knew. Mm-hmm. All of the kids at the high school, including the teachers, said, we expected him to do something like this, or,
right.
This is...
Well, why would you put out a memo that says, this kid's not allowed to come on campus with a backpack? But I guess the only thing that was missing from the memo, two things missing from the memo, they forgot to include an AR-15 and a gas mask, I guess, and ammunition.
Well, right, and so the local law enforcement knew about his troubles, but also the FBI knew about his troubles as late as January 5th, and the FBI admits to dropping the ball. Mm-hmm. Well, you dropped a big ball,
right?
And this is one of many balls that they have dropped. I mean, you look at the many terror attacks that have taken place across this country, whether it was the Pulse nightclub shooting, mm-hmm. whether it was 9/11, whether it was the Boston bombers, whether it was San Bernardino. The FBI knew mm-hmm. about all of these suspects. But it wasn't until there was mass casualties that the FBI finally started their investigation.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we hear the mantra, see something, say something, but we need to add the third part of it, do something.
Right.
Right? I mean, because it's people in this particular case in Florida, in this area, they saw something and they were saying something, but nobody was listening.
You're exactly right. No one was listening in that, and that is our FBI. I mean, when you look at, for example, the text messages sent between the FBI agents, they were sending 86 a day. Now, this is at the top echelon of the FBI between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. Mm. 86 text messages a day. What were they investigating? How many text messages they could send to each other in a day?
Right.
I mean, this is the type, I mean, this is at the highest echelons of the FBI, but how do you think the lower echelons are acting?
Exactly. Well, you know, and to your point here, Megan, and Donald Trump brought this up, and of course people went sideways over this situation, because it's all about focus. You know, you're distracted, and right now America is distracted, and that's why he says that Russia is laughing their back ends off right now, because they toyed with this country with, you know, a couple of operatives, a little bit of money, and they're having fun, you know, messing around with America. It's like we're in a jar and somebody, you know, like we're some kind of ant or something. And, you know, Russia is playing with us and they're hysterical over this deal. And meanwhile, we're losing time when we could be creating more jobs, get our country back on a foothold, get back to, you know, making this country great again and dealing with some serious issues and dealing with problems like what happened in Parkland. This is what Trump is saying, and they're, oh, my goodness, he's so worried about himself and that sort of thing. He's worried about this country. And that's the way I read it. It's the way I choose to read it. He's calling these things out. But because, again, we're so politically fixed, and this is what challenges me about, you know, we've got a big demonstration that's being planned by these students, and I say, that is awesome that you're going to do this. But their other presupposition is that they want to give all politicians a clean slate, but with the one caveat going forward is that if you get any money at all from the NRA, if you support the NRA, then you're out of the parade. Well, wait a minute. That's not considering the proposition in a holistic manner, because what will happen is that immediately, as soon as you put that up, you shut down the debate. And if you want to have the debate, you've got to be open to discuss it from all angles. You can't go in, because if you say, okay, well, the NRA, well, let's talk about Planned Parenthood. How many people has Planned Parenthood murdered?
Well, right, exactly. And the Democrats again use a mass casualty, a tragedy, in order to fundraise and use political talking points in order to create a new, you know, political mob. And, yeah, these students have every right to protest, but you have to have all the facts in order to create a succinct and cohesive argument.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA did not shoot 17 people. The NRA has never been responsible for mass casualties. In fact, many NRA members have stopped mass casualties.
Exactly.
Because a good guy with a gun will always win over a bad guy with a gun. And it wasn't the NRA that nearly assassinated 24 Republicans on a softball field in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and this is the argument that the Democrats fail, that the hypocrisy blinds them too much, and we need to call them out.
Exactly.
When James Hodgkinson took to a baseball field with a kill list, he was stopped by Capitol Hill police only because Steve Scalise was there.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Scalise and three others got shot. But if it weren't for the Capitol Hill police, there would have been probably 24 Republicans murdered.
Right.
And altered the entire power structure of Congress. But yet we didn't hear the Democrats calling for a reduction in gun violence or charges against the NRA,
mm-hmm,
because it was one of their own.
Exactly.
They simply said, oh, we need to tone down the violent rhetoric. And then about a week later, they went back to calling Republicans Nazis.
Exactly. Well, Megan, you know, you bring an important point here, and I'm hoping people will catch this. Even the most conservative estimate of defensive gun uses per year, are you ready for this? They estimate at least 100,000 uses annually where a gun was used as a defensive in a defensive situation to save lives. 100,000 compared to the amount of murders that take place. This is overwhelming and something that is overwhelmingly being overlooked. Megan Barth is with us. More from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment.
I'll tell you, you are the next leaders of this country of ours, and we want to be a voice of encouragement and wisdom. You know, no doubt, Megan Barth, there's lots of emotion on this whole issue. But I just want to take a little bit of a pause here. The Olympics has been going on, though a lot of Americans, not big numbers, hasn't been pulling a lot of ratings. And I don't know, Megan, if it's just because NBC just does not know how to pronounce Pyongyang. They refuse to pronounce it correctly. They keep saying Pyongyang, and I think a lot of us, you know, have been exposed to the wrong pronunciation. And listen to this little take here, and then this way everybody will be all edumacated and correctly, so we know how to pronounce Pyongyang. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
I'm Stefan Kim, Media Watch co-chair at the Asian American Journalists Association. We've been getting a lot of questions from American journalists about the correct pronunciation of the Olympic host city. So here is AAJA's guidance. The correct pronunciation is Pyeongchang. Chang, ah, ah, like when you go see your doctor, ah. Pyeongchang, Pyeongchang, Pyeongchang.
Okay, a little educational moment here because NBC refuses to pronounce it correctly. You know, no wonder people think that America is arrogant, you know, Megan?
Well, I don't know if the correct pronunciation is really going to
help ratings.
A spike in the ratings. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Perhaps less politics and perhaps more fun and perhaps better advertising. I mean, I just didn't really see that there was a lot leading up to this Olympic, these Olympics like years before. You didn't really necessarily hear about it, did you? There wasn't like a lot of advertising going on. There wasn't a lot of hoopla from the U.S. You know, with behind our athletes. I mean, I didn't even really know when it was starting. And I'm always glued to the TV. So, yeah, I just don't think that Americans really are paying attention as many of them aren't around the world. And it has to do with probably a host of different things.
Well, no doubt the Trump derangement system syndrome has taken over a lot of the attention. And, of course, of what happened here on Valentine's Day in South Florida. And getting back to that, this topic, Megan, I know that you have some statistics from one of your favorite websites.
Yeah, because I hail from Chicago, and I always want to know how gun-free zone Chicago is faring in their homicide rates. And this tracks the Chicago murder and crime rates. Hey, Jackass 17th, I think it is. 25 homicides in February to date. In 66 homicides to date since January 1. I'm assuming that many of the perps, if not all of the perps, weren't NRA members. I'm assuming that they didn't get their guns legally because in Chicago it's nearly impossible to get a gun. I'm sure that many of these murders, if not all of these murders, weren't committed by CCW holders. And my proposition is, why do we have gun-free zones? We should have CCW zones.
Exactly.
Meaning you aren't going to know who's armed. You aren't going to know who the good guy with a gun is. And perhaps if we had more schools like we find in Texas where teachers can carry, they can conceal carry, there are also armed guards at the schools, we would have less of these tragedies on many school campuses that are gun-free.
Right. Well, I just came back from California, as you know, Megan, and there are areas there in Southern California specifically. They figured it out a long time ago. These are in the urban areas. These are in the poverty-stricken areas. They know that they could be under attack because they're dealing with people selling drugs, gang members all the time. So they are they're well-measured. And that's not necessarily perceived as a gun-free zone because these guys know if they go there, there's going to be a battle. It's interesting that when you look at the vulnerable areas, it's those upper middle class schools like Parkland. You know, here was the safest city in the nation. And before that, it was Sandy Hook that was the safest. So what is that telling you? That these upper middle class schools, they think, you know, security shmurdy. Who needs this? You know, we're okay. We got it covered. We live in a very safe community. But when you say you are a gun safe zone, you basically have put a target on each one of these children in these schools. So that's one of the aspects that needs to be considered, is that we're leaving our children vulnerable and unprotected. I shared with the audience before that I went into a movie here in Florida, a movie house, and they had put up, this is a gun-free zone. And I went to the manager and said, are you kidding me? do you realize what you've done by doing this? You have targeted all of us by putting, I said, you need to get, well, it's corporate policy. I said, well, let me tell you this. When the guy comes in with a gun to, you know, blow up this place and you're the manager, you're going to be one of the first people he runs into. How safe do you feel with that gun-free zone sticker out there on your window now?
Yeah, I've really never understood why you'd want to advertise that you're not armed. It doesn't make any sense. You're basically inviting anybody that would choose to do you harm. It's kind of like putting, why don't you put a gun-free zone in your front yard and then see how many burglars pass you over. It just doesn't make any sense. It's a feel-good move that makes zero sense. And as you were saying before, it's, you know, hard to take the emotion out of this and approach something with common sense because, of course, a tragedy like this is brimming with emotion and overflowing with emotion. But you made a comment that struck me, which I didn't know, that Parkland is one of the safest towns or was one of the safest towns. Well, then wouldn't the police, after being called 39 times to this kid's house, be somewhat alarmed that perhaps there was a ticking time bomb in the safest community in Florida? I mean, these types of anomalies that were just extraordinary red flags were just simply ignored.
Exactly. Well, they were ignored like this kid was ignored. You know, he didn't fit in with the norm. So what did the school do? They kicked him out. And they sent him off to another school to be dealt with or somebody else to deal with. And this is what happened probably in this kid's life. You see it here in this particular case. But this probably happened more than once because he was not an easy child. They found out that he had some learning disabilities, other issues in his life. You know, nobody just does this overnight. You know, I mean, even the most crazy of people, they're on a trajectory. And what happens often, you know, what you were saying earlier, Megan, is the people nearest him know there's a problem in Rivers City. His neighbors knew this. His alleged friends or acquaintances knew that he was goofy. They were aware of what he was, you know, posting up. But this had been, you know, going on for a period of time. People were, in this case, they saw something, they said something, but the FBI and local law enforcement did nothing. And so as a result of that, here we are, you know, 17 people are dead, 14 of which are children. You know, this is, again, I agree with the kids. I agree with the sentiment that is here that this has to stop. But we have to be prepared to really address this issue very deep and get down to the root of this problem. And I would dare say it is not the NRA.
Well, right. It's Nicholas Cruz, and Nicholas spelled in such a way that I think there's only, what, 10 or 12 people with this name of with that exact name and that exact spelling in this country, and the FBI couldn't trace a YouTube post with Nicholas Cruz back to Nicholas Cruz in Florida.
Right.
I mean, I think we should be a little bit more worried at the fact the incompetence of the FBI. Who is protecting us? The NRA is protecting me. Because and my CCW is protecting me,
right?
But supposedly the FBI has 1,000 investigations into Islamic activities going on in this country. I'm frightened that our FBI is investigating anything at this point because they couldn't even stop this kid, nor could the Broward County Sheriff's Department after 39 calls. There is a breakdown in law enforcement. There is a breakdown in the investigation that the FBI should have handled much, much differently. And this, as I said, is no less than six times the FBI has failed this country in stopping massive attacks
exactly.
that have resulted in massive casualties, whether that's the Pulse nightclub or whether that was a civic center in San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, break down all the way around, including the very soul of the culture in which we live in, and that needs to be looked at very closely. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king.
Hey, it's President's Day 2018. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Leboutelier is with us, American political columnist, pundit, former Republican member of the United States House of Representatives. He is also involved in a podcast called The Revolution. John, tell us about The Revolution for those that haven't had a chance to get engaged with what you're doing on your podcast.
Well, it's called Revolution _ the podcast, and mm-hmm. it's available at SoundCloud and iTunes. And it's weekly. I do it with a woman from Toronto named Arlene Bynum. We're both conservatives. And the whole theme of Revolution _ the podcast is we're in the middle of a revolution across the board, not just a political revolution, but social, economic. I mean, really, and you've seen it in the last 2 years. Brexit in England, Trump here, Macron in France, Merkel barely holding on in Germany. There's something going on across the world, or at least the Western world, I'll put it that way. And we try to talk about it. Now, we end up spending most of our time talking about American politics and Trump, of course, because that's all anybody talks about.
But right.
We're in an era that we'll look back on someday and go, wow, that was Americans and Western people rising up saying, the system's not working for me and I want it fixed. Question is, are we fixing it? That's right. What we don't know.
Well, and that's the thing, as you talk about it, John, I think, God forbid that we've missed an opportunity here. I think we've been given an opportunity to get control of our government. Donald Trump did say something rather significant in his inauguration speech, and that was that the country was now going to be back in control or back in the hands of we the people. Well, our Constitution is designed in such a way that the power is with the people. But if the people themselves are not going to hold on to their rightful position of authority, then the elites and the deep state will continue to run this government. They'll just laugh about it and say, oh, well, we had a couple bad years. We had that crazy guy from New York come in and turn things upside down. But we're in control. We've always been in control. And we just had a minor setback for a while.
Well, I know a lot of people fear that. Here's the thing, though. I mean, I think we have this revolution that happened that I mentioned, but I think we have the wrong revolutionary leading the revolution. I don't think Donald Trump understands the revolution at all. He doesn't understand how to change Washington. He has floundered around for a year and a month. He can't run his own White House. He has to keep changing staff. You mentioned the deep state. Well, if he believed there was a deep state, then why doesn't he clean it out? You know, he's got his own appointees running every department. Why aren't they given the mandate to clean out enemies of Donald Trump if they're there? And in the end, Bill, I don't buy it. I think the problems of Trump are created by Trump. Mm-hmm. It's his own cabinet appointees who criticize him this weekend in Berlin at the security conference. Every single one of them contradicted the guy that appointed them. Oh, and he picked them. Pompeo, Coates, McMaster. Now, are they all wrong and Trump is right? Or are they right and Trump is wrong? I mean, you got to ask yourself that. Mm-hmm.
Or are they just in their, you know, maybe in the traditions of the political environment, can they not see themselves coming alongside a Donald Trump and support him in such a way to maybe not get everything that they want, but be able to get more than what they had? How can they possibly?
I don't buy it.
You don't buy that?
I don't buy it.
I think there's a problem with that, John. I disagree with you. Because I think that when you have people moving in the same direction, at least being able to say, hey, look at, you know, in political terms, as you would say, Trump was not necessarily the perfect candidate, but the people knew that if we continued on as we had been doing and just tried to answer America's problems with another supposedly a political figure, we were just going to get deeper in debt.
Correct.
and deeper
true.
In problems there. Okay,
no,
so go ahead.
I agree with that, but we used a different word. You said he wasn't the perfect candidate. He was an excellent candidate. What I said is he's the wrong guy to lead the revolution, and there are two different things. And I'll give you the exact analogy. 1994, we had what was called the Republican Revolution when we won the House and the Senate back. Mm-hmm. We had the contract with America passed in the House, implemented in the House, led by Newt Gingrich. That was a true political revolution. That
exactly,
year.
I agree.
You and I in our lifetime had not seen a Republican House and Senate. Hadn't mm-hmm. seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But it quickly fell apart because it became the Gingrich Revolution. Newt's ego took over. He did that book deal. He got in trouble for it. And he had to resign from the House. And he ruined his own revolution. Same thing here. Trump's ego is bigger in his head. He's bigger than the revolution of all these voters in the Rust Belt, in Appalachia, down south, the Sun Belt, who voted not just for him. They voted against what had been happening in this country. And they threw their hands up, said, well, this guy's new to the political scene. Maybe he can go down to Washington and fix the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down there and he makes it all about himself. It's all about him. Even this weekend, you can see it. We've been attacked by the Russian KGB systematically for several years in this campaign. And everybody's upset about it in his own government. Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, Head of National Intelligence, every one of them has come out about this thing. And Dan Coats last week in Congress, Director of National Intelligence, a good conservative Republican appointed by Trump under oath in Congress last week, Bill said, quote, we are under attack.
We're under attack. Quote. Exactly. Yeah.
We're under attack. But the president won't acknowledge the attack. Now, how can that be?
That
can we be led by a man who denies the truth? Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Well, John, I guess, and I'm not trying to accommodate. I mean, I agree in principle with what you're saying here. That is astounding to me that that is the case. And I can't even imagine that, why Donald Trump is not getting that across in a very emphatic sort of way. He wanted to look at the report that came from Rod Rosenstein as some vindication. Well, it's not about vindication. It's about the integrity of our elections, right? And what needed to be done. So I agree with that point. But part of, see, again, what my dad always said I was the most optimistic of his children. I always look at it from a standpoint of saying, look, Donald Trump plays a role in this deal, but he needs complementing pieces in order to substantiate the revolution as we could potentially see it to help him out here to where his, he's not constantly defending himself. When 90% of the media is negative toward him, he's on the defense all the time. And you know him. This guy punches. He slugs. I mean, if you tap him, he's going to punch you. If you punch him, he's going to slug you. That's been his reaction from day one. So why are we surprised? So the challenge is, can we get the right people around him in such a way to help him help himself to help us? Is that possible?
I think no. I wish it was. I mean, I think he studied, and I'm not kidding because I used to see them together. He is very much from the George Steinbrenner School of Management. The way the boss, as George was called, ran the Yankees, which was utter chaos, firing the manager, rehiring them, changing three pitching coaches per season. I mean, it's no way to run anything.
No.
And that's what Trump's doing. You say give him people who can. No one can work with this guy. He's impossible. We're about to have another chief of staff. We've had two press secretaries, three communications chiefs, two.
So you see John Kelly going out.
No, I think the writing seems to be on the wall after the last couple of weeks. I don't know if it's next week or 2 months from now, but.
Well, we got to go to break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick it up from there.
Okay.
John Leboutelier is with us on Bill Martinez Live, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by the American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them, too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with John LaBoutelier continues, former U.S. Congressman, Republican out of New York, co-host of Revolution, the podcast available on SoundCloud and iTunes. John, you've been there. You've done that. You understand the nuances. I mean, we're away from the beltway. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. And you are sounding the alarm here because you're saying that the Trump revolution, no bueno. It's just not working. It's creating more enemies than allies here.
Yeah, you know, with a revolution, they often cause a counter-revolution. And I think that's what's happening politically this year, which is, and you saw it in Virginia and Alabama in the special election there, where Trump has angered, unnecessarily, I might add, voters who will come out in a midterm election at a disproportionately high rate and vote against Republicans. And I use a phrase all the time, Bill, passion differential.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To judge an election, you know, which side has more passion? Now, our conservative Republican side is pretty satisfied right now with Trump and the tax cut and the state of the country and all. We're pretty satisfied. The Democrats are furious. They hate Trump. And they're going to come out and vote in November in huge numbers. The Me Too movement, women, blacks, and these millennials are coming out. They hate Trump. Our people, our Republican voters, Trump's not on the ballot this year. How many of our voters are going to get up on election day to go vote for some congressman because the guy, you know, 80% of the time supported Trump? Not that much. And if 5% more Democrats vote, because they're really PO'd, and 5% of Republicans say, I'm pretty happy, I'll stay home, bang, there's your passion differential, and Democrats will win a lot of seats.
And you say take over the House. I mean, and what does our government look like in the last 2 years of a Trump administration with Nancy Pelosi in charge, and she's got the gavel.
Well, we know if they win the House, they have the committee chairmanships. They run the thing. They will be subpoenaing Trump left and right. The base of that party is pushing her to impeach Trump, which is getting way ahead of ourselves because there's no charges yet to impeach mm-hmm. him for. Mm-hmm. However, we've got sitting out here this Mueller investigation moving with quite speed for special counsel investigations. He was appointed May 17th. We're now in February, so we're seven or 8 months after it began, and he's already got this thing moving pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. If Trump is in any way implicated criminally, if that happens before November, it'll make the elections even more pro-democratic, mm-hmm. which is a shame because the Democrats bring nothing to the table. This will be strictly, Bill, an anti-Donald Trump vote.
Right.
Not pro-Democrats, not because they have some position on some issue that's any good. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing. They're completely empty. And what I've been, you know, what killed them was Obamacare killed mm-hmm. the Democratic Party. And they lost the House, the Senate, the White House, state houses, governorships. But not because of Obama himself. People felt okay about him as a human being. But that bill has ruined a lot of lives. Took
exactly.
care away, jobs away. I mean, bad.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm afraid of is the Democrats are basically a dead party that will be resuscitated as an anti-Trump party and can win the House and maybe the Senate this year.
And then what happens? Then what does our government look like then, John?
Well, we've had it before. You know, we've had a split government. They'll be coming after Trump with guns a-blazing, and Trump will have to figure out what he's going to do. And Trump used to be a Democrat. If you told me Donald Trump could morph into working with the Democrats, I could believe it.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be pro-gun control, pro-abortion rights, pro-national health insurance. So, I mean, can't you see the Republicans get wiped out? He gets up, says, well, you know, they didn't listen to me. I told them to do this and that. And next thing you know, he's working with Chuck and Nancy, as he calls them,
right,
Pelosi
right.
and Schumer. I can see the guy going along with anything they come up with. Who knows with him? He's no conservative.
The thought scares me, John, you know, because here it is, in a sense, as you say, and this is what we're able to observe as well, and I agree with you that the Democratic Party, where is the soul? You know, where is their reason to exist? It's empty. It's not there. And the Republican Party, meanwhile, there is an equal amount of chaos as well in trying to figure out what to do with having, you know, the White House, having the Senate, having Congress, and the voters are saying, you know, they're asking the question that the Democrats love to put out there. It says, okay, how do you like me now? You asked for the House, you got the House. Asked for the Senate, you got the Senate. And said, oh, if only we had the White House, then it would be, you know, it'd be utopia. And
right.
we're not
fix the number one problem in America, which is this health care fiasco. They couldn't even get rid of Obamacare with all the power they had. And it's still, by polling, the number one issue to the most voters is health care.
That's what they'll be measured on totally. Even though the economy is doing better, we've got more people working, home ownership on an increase, all these other positive signs, the health care issue will be the deciding issue.
But for the most voters of all the issues, they ask which issue do you care the most about? They say health care, immigration, crime, terrorism, blah blah blah. The number one in every poll, health care.
Well, you mentioned immigration. What about DACA, John?
Ultimately, I think they will make a deal. They'll trade what's been put on the table, some sort of DACA deal to keep a million of them here and let them get a path to citizenship in return for the funding for the wall. I think that will come. I think the Democrats are playing My guess is what they're planning on is get the DACA thing done and legislated this year with mm-hmm. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they win the House back and maybe the Senate, they'll undo the funding for the wall. Mm-hmm. The wall's going to take years to build. It's not going to be built in 1 year. And mm-hmm. they're going to run out the clock and cancel the thing. I think that's what they're thinking.
Well, you imagine what his base does at that point? I mean, the campaign, time and time again, build the wall, Mexico will pay for it, and what's happening is the citizens of America are paying for it in one form, fashion, or another, including legalizing, which started out at about 700,000 DACA recipients. And then Trump, I don't understand the big deal maker.
1.8.
Yeah.
Why
did he negotiate with himself on that, John? I mean, that just seems so ridiculous as somebody who understands the basic principles of negotiation.
Well, does he really? That's the thing. For all this hype about I'm the greatest deal maker of all time, he's been president now for 13 months. I would like to find one deal he has negotiated. Not one. Not one he's negotiated or renegotiated.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. Nothing. He can't even make a deal with the other members of his own party up on the Hill on health care, on anything. To me, he's stumbling around against himself, as you say, on this particular thing, which is the number one issue he got elected on. Mm-hmm. Not health care for his voters. It was immigration.
Right.
He started his campaign that day on the escalator coming out of Trump Tower, talking about Mexico and bad hombres coming into this country and building a wall. That was his thing. Now, I still think they'll build some of the wall. I think they'll do some border security. Just the election of Trump has deterred illegal immigrants from trying to come into this country. That's to his credit. Mm-hmm. And the voters' credit for expressing themselves. I give everybody credit for it. But what he doesn't want to do is sit down and really negotiate deals the way you're supposed to with Congress while he's got Congress. Bill, that's the thing. I mean, he's got to figure, I'm not going to have Paul Ryan to deal with in 8 months. I better do the best deal I can now. Mm-hmm. Before I lose these guys.
Yeah. Even Bill Clinton figured that out, didn't he?
Yeah, well, Bill Clinton had been a governor. Bill Clinton knew how executive power and government worked. It's different than you're running your own company that you own 100% of. That's a way different deal.
Exactly.
He says, do it, it gets done. In politics, you don't say do it. You ask people to do it.
Mm.
And you try to convince them to do it.
Yeah.
You don't threaten them. You ask them.
There's no whining in politics, right?
No, well, he whines too much. You know?
That's what I'm saying. You just can't you can't whine.
He should have learned from Reagan. You know, Reagan didn't like people criticizing him. But by being an actor and all, he'd been used to reviews and criticism.
And rejection.
And rejection. And he developed a thick skin. And as they say, never let them see you sweat.
Right.
Well, Trump, with this Twitter thing, he's sweating 24/7 and letting us all know about it, and it's not helping.
Political commentator and analyst from a conservative pundit, John LeBoutelier, former U.S. congressman and author of Harvard Hates America. John, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you for your insight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked.